Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're listening. Let's do it.
Hello? This is my part?
No. Our engineer is a little bit asleep at the wheel today. I don't know what's going on. But anyhow, hello, everybody. How we doing today? Back with another week. We'll see you in a little bit later. Engineer, you can cut that off, engineer. Thank you. So, once again, another week.
Mic check.
Another week we're here. We're trying to get it popping. We got a special show for you tonight. We're talking about communication and communication skills and the issues that we have with communication within relationships. But before we get started, let's introduce the crew. As you know, I'm Greg, and to my virtual left is my boy, my man, my mellow, Amadi. What's good, homie?
Yeah. What's going on? It's Mighty Mod in the building. What's going on, everybody? You know, that's about
all
it.
All right.
And
as usual, we also, to my virtual right, we have my
as
home
usual.
Girl.
Wait,
the lovely, the talented, and always talkative, Odetta Lee. What's going on, baby girl?
Hey, everybody. What's good? How's it going?
Good,
I'm
baby.
Here.
We can hear you. Low, but we
I'm
can hear
you. Can. I'm glad
well,
you can.
Well, before we get in, before we get into our guest, I want to really thank Mr. Freddie Chapman. If you're thinking about buying a better home in the Atlanta metro area, please feel free to contact Mr. Freddie Chapman at 404-843-2500, 678-587-7557. Once again, it's Mr. Freddie Chapman from the Better Homes and Gardens. If you want to get the job done right.
Oh, no doubt. Remember, Freddie is dealing with our contest we have this month going on for the last three episodes. We have a keyword, and the keyword is father. So you can count how many times we say the word father, and you can put it into our Facebook group, and whoever gets the right amount of numbers, they get a $50 gift certificate from Amazon. And Amadi didn't help us out with that at all, even though he's working with Amazon. No sense.
No, I'm not working with Amazon. It's our client. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay.
But Odetta, I mean, it's the longest introduction ever. Odetta, without any further ado, I'd like you to introduce our special guest today, please.
All right. Tonight we have Courtney Bibbs, better known
as
Mr. Bibbs. He is from Spring Valley, New York. He's single, y'all. The ladies call in.
Hello, everybody.
Ask him some questions. He's also a member
Hello,
of
everybody.
Facebook
How's everything
page.
Going? Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's okay.
This is smooth.
He's also
this is
a
great,
member
great
of
opening.
Facebook
smooth.
Page. Okay, we're listening. And on our page daily, we post different memes and everything. And Mr. Bibbs, he always drops a jewel. So he has, you know, the ladies inbox me asking about Mr. Bibbs. So hopefully tonight we'll learn a little bit about him.
She literally means a couple, by the way, like two or three.
Why you gotta do that? So what? It's people, not just one person. A couple of people.
Oh, Peggy tricked the game. Peggy had his gas.
Here you go.
Peggy's like, oh my God, there's so many people
you don't
in my
even
inbox.
Know, but you don't
got
even,
two people in your inbox, Peggy.
You don't.
Relax.
I didn't even put it out there like that. I wasn't even putting it out there like that, Courtney.
I was.
Like, that's not me.
I'm one.
I mean.
It's okay. It's okay.
That's not me. That's him. Typical.
Female, female. Get out of here.
You know,
little chihuahua.
You don't want to hear all that. Get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. Come on, man, Courtney. He's better known for doing all types of humanitarian efforts.
I
want to
give
efforts.
A good intro. He got this.
All right, go ahead.
I want to give a good one. And y'all
That's right.
won't let me be great. You never want
That's
me to
right,
be great.
That's right, Cuddles. That's right, Peggy.
I always want you to be great.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Feel it now. Be great.
Whatever. Anyway.
Well, you feel it, all right.
Barely.
But all seriousness, y'all. Courtney, thank you for being on the show. Like Odetta said, you do have a little fan base looking at what you say on our Facebook group of Okay, We're Listening. We thank you for coming out. And also, Odetta's been mad at us because we always bring on female guests. So now we have a male guest that could actually get more insight, and I think she's happy about that. So really appreciate you coming on to the show.
No, I appreciate that. Part of the reason for me wanting to be involved in the group was to put in, you know, my input from my experience, you know, my relationships and, you know, just everyday communication that I, you know, deal with on a day-to-day basis, whatever.
That's dope. So we got a married guy, we got a guy that's engaged, and we have a single male. Odetta, it's all on you.
Yeah.
What do you want to know from us today?
All right. So we're talking about communication between the sexes.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple, two, three questions for you. So, Greg, I'll start with you.
Okay.
How do you think we learn to communicate? Where? How? And you, personally, how did you?
I guess from my parents or way they communicate with each other. Also looking at different adults and how they communicate with each other. For me, it was a combination of both.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm doing a great job of it. I know I'm not doing a great job of it. A lot of things I think I know, and I don't have a clue what I'm talking about sometimes, and it could be frustrating to my wife because I assume that she knows what I'm talking about, and she probably doesn't have a clue because I'm thinking and talking totally different from her understanding. Not to say that she doesn't know anything, it's just she doesn't know exactly what I'm thinking.
Probably happens far too often.
Too often.
But go ahead, I'm listening.
No, I'm good.
All right, Hamadi, how about you, bud?
Well, I mean, I've only become good at communicating as I've gotten older, honestly. My communication is really simple. Just whatever, don't bother me. Like, if there's something... if there's something that needs to happen and it requires like my immediate attention, then by all means, you know, let me know and I'll address it and I'll handle it. But if it's not really, you know, important, then don't bother me. Like, just don't communicate it to me. Send me an email.
Yeah. I'm with you on that, Marty.
Okay.
Yeah, send me an email. Let me know. I know I'm the kind of person that doesn't need to know until it's about to happen. Like, just let me know. I got it. What do I have to do? Communicate to me. What do I have to do? We don't have to keep talking about it. And just give me a reminder about 15 to 20 minutes before we're about to do it. You know what I mean? Whatever that is.
About to have a baby. Just tell me the day to labor.
Right. Don't bother.
Yeah, like.
Mama, chill. You're pregnant.
I pull up. That's all.
Hold that.
I pull up.
Wow.
I got it. All right.
No, in all seriousness, I mean, you know, in relationships, it really depends on who your partner is. I mean, I'm in a situation where we constantly talk to each other and we pretty much, you know, we're comfortable. So it's. The communication is already there, you know.
Right.
I can't speak for everybody else's relationship because I'm not with everybody else, you know. But I from what I can see and what I can tell is that far too often people don't know how to communicate. Like, if you're feeling a certain way, I don't have a filter. So whatever I'm going to say is just going to come out. I mean, it might sound crazy, but it's just what it is. It's exactly what I need to say. Maybe not the way you want to hear it, but it's the way it needs to be said. So as far as I'm concerned, our communication is great.
Gotcha. All right. You know, I was Googling some things, you know, preparing for the show, as I try to do. And I read somewhere where they said the difference between the way that women and men communicate is that men, like, communicate with a purpose, clear and with a purpose, where women mostly communicate with feelings and expressing, you know, feelings, and expressing. You guys agree with that? Sounds about right from what I'm hearing.
Courtney, what do you think about that, Courtney?
Yeah, I would say that more often than not, it's usually that way. You know, men, we try to just be, straightforward with what we're trying to convey. And, you know, women tend to come off as emotionally to the words in which they're trying to express and, you know, get us to understand where they're coming from.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that, but you know.
Right.
I'm with that.
So
Odetta. I'm with that.
Gender plays a major role in.
Hold on, Odetta. I don't even go further than that because when Amadi was saying that, with what he said, don't talk to me until the last minute. I'm kind of on the same page with that. You know, I don't really care because a lot of times, if you do come up to me and you talk to me about something. And you're venting. I don't understand that you're venting. I understand that you need a solution. And if I start giving you a solution, you're like, no, I don't want to hear that. I'm like, why are you talking then? I want to.
And
Greg,
I can sum this up right now. Like, I can wrap it
and
up.
And Greg, just for the record, for our listeners, Courtney Bibb was the one that said that women are more emotional. If you want to call in, the number is 714-583-6887, okay? So feel free to call in. You can talk to Courtney about why women are more emotional than men. I don't know where that came from, but I want
to
make
Courtney,
sure that
you
know that nothing to do with that.
There's some real emotional dudes walking around. So
there
really are. Like, and I think more now than there is probably in, you know, generations past.
You can't clean that up.
I hear a lot of backpedaling.
You can't clear it up, man.
You ain't gonna hear me backpedal, fam. No.
We just speak the truth. Dropping jewels as he does.
Yeah, hey. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
Did you get something from your inbox that said that, Odetta?
Put your shirt back on, Odetta. Put your shirt back on.
Y'all don't do that. Don't do it.
I'm sorry. You're a mess.
This is business.
What's your next question, Odetta? I'm sorry. What's your next question?
So, I guess you guys are in agreement that gender plays a role with communication. As Courtney did state, women are more emotional.
Yeah, he did say that.
Well,
714-583-6887. That's Courtney Bibb. Women are more emotional. Okay, continue, Odetta.
But he also stated that these new age men are also as emotional, or maybe even more emotional than women these days.
Okay.
He did say that as well.
Yeah.
So,
there's a lot of extra sensitive cats walking around here.
Wow. I know a few. Yeah.
Nah, but
honestly,
I don't think so. I think everybody's emotional, period. It's just they want to be heard. Yeah. If they're not going to be heard, they're going to lash out somewhere or another. It's just women lash out probably a little bit different than men, but we're going to lash out too.
No, the thing is, they're lashing out like women. That's the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Got you.
But,
yeah,
there we go. Thank you for clearing that up, Odetta.
But you lose communication when you lash out emotionally.
Ah.
It's not said correctly. People aren't able to receive the message because they're not in the right frame of mind to receive the message. They're too busy being defensive and not listening. And then in return, their discussion back to them, that person, is maybe misguided, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I get
definitely.
That
used to be me, 100%.
You're
the defensive person?
No, I used to be very defensive. Didn't hear anything. Just talk. I can't hear you. It's me, what I want to say, how I feel. Total disregard for feelings and all that other stuff.
Okay.
But, yeah, as far as communicating, what do you believe that your communicating style is?
Me? Are you asking me?
Mm-hmm. Courtney.
Yeah, okay. You use sign language or English?
Yeah, what are the options? What are the options?
Communication. There's passive, aggressive, and assertive.
Okay.
Well,
so Courtney,
I tend to be a little bit more, I guess you could say, assertive with a little bit of aggressiveness because I want my point to be, you know, be heard. But on top of that, you know, learning to not raise my voice in order to get my point across was something
that
I had to work. Raising your voice in a sense?
No, I mean, you said I'm passive, but I'm also kind of aggressive. So just wondering if that was
I said passive. Assertive.
He said assertive.
No.
Assertive, so it's assertive aggressive. All right, go ahead, continue.
Yeah. You know, when speaking clearly in order to, you know, make sure your point is heard so that you don't have to repeat yourself again and again is necessary, I think. You know, people will tend to look past you or not take your points as important to them because, you know, why should it be important to them if you're going to come off passive, speaking low, not looking them in their eye, and you know, trying to really, I guess you could say, beat around the bush or come around the bend in a sense and trying to get your point across. And being too long-winded, you know what I mean? Just say what you got to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, say what you have to say. Speak clearly so they can understand how passionate you are about what you're speaking on. And then
Courtney,
go from there.
You sound like, Courtney, you sound like a dude who grabs a shorty by her chin, looks her dead in her eyes, and tells her, you're being too emotional. And that's what it is.
Look, I've been told, that, you know, sometimes I can, you know, I'm a little straightforward, but I learned that, you know, in a sense of how you say things is very important, not only with what you're saying, you know what I mean? So if you're going to tailor your points to somebody, it actually has to be according to that person's personality, whether they're already an alpha or aggressive in the sense they are. They'll understand, you know, your points if you're a little bit more aggressive. If it's somebody that's a little bit more soft-spoken and your personalities are a little bit, you know, on the opposite side of the spectrum than yours is, you have to kind of, you know, all right, I'm going to look them in their eye and I'm going to just speak a little bit softer, but, you know, be a little bit more understanding of how they'll receive the words in which I'm trying to convey.
Right. Beautiful. Right.
How did you get to that? Hold on. How did you get to that understanding?
That sounds beautiful. Like,
it is beautiful, but I'm just saying, he said he learned that. So how did you get to that understanding?
Well, to be honest with you, growing up in a household with, you know, two older brothers at, you know, at different times and a younger sister also, and then relationships. Every relationship that I've been in, regardless of whether it's been a small, you know, situationship or something that's been for years, I've learned something from each relationship. I take something that I want to build on and be better in my next relationship with. So, you know, that's really where I'm at right now.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're not learning something from your previous relationships, you're kind of just going to get tossed into a pile of never-ending, you know, the same thing over and over again.
The same thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that it was me, I'm kind of like with Cordy, is just different things happen in my life have changed the way I talk to people.
Right.
So before I used to be very passive-aggressive, and I noticed that was very off because I would say, yeah, I don't really care when I really do care. And, I could throw people off, or I just want to see what kind of reaction they have when I say I don't care, see what's going to happen with that. Now, I am kind of, I wouldn't say assertive, but it is towards that line. This is who I am. This is what I'm about. And like Hamadi says, he has no filter. I'm basically the same way now when I talk to almost anybody. I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel. It's up to you to deal with it or not. I'm not going to hide myself from you. I'm going to show you who I am, show you all my flaws, and this is what you deal with. And if you can't deal with it, then you can't be upset at the end of the day and say, hey, Gregory, you didn't tell me that. I'm like, yes, I did. This is exactly what it is. It might hurt your feelings, but this is how I am.
No, it's crazy to surprise when it actually happens. Like, I can't believe he just said that, bro. I told you I was going to say it. Why are you not listening to me?
Right.
Why are you surprised?
No.
Yeah, this life is short. You know, honestly, you really need to tell people exactly how you feel. Don't waste time. You know, communication is very important. I mean, in any relationship, even especially relationship with your mate and relationship with your children, to be able to communicate with your children as well. Speak clear and concise so that they have direction and understanding. Don't have them waste your time trying to figure out what you're trying to say. Say what you're trying to say and say it once. Say it clear.
Oh, Dad, I want to
assertive, assertive aggressive.
That.
I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. I want to piggyback
assertive
off of that.
Assertive,
you know.
Aggressive.
Yeah, that's one of my. I like it. That's,
that
I like
is
that
what
name
you guys
too.
Describe. Like, okay.
But I want to piggyback off of that before we even go to the next question, Odetta. I think it's what happens that when we do speak that way, certain things could be blocking that information and getting to you based on different things that's happening within yourself. so you're not going to be able to hear what we're actually saying. You might think we're being cruel, trying to be mean, but it's just we're talking. Now,
but also, you have to back it up.
Whatever,
know?
Whatever.
Really, right, you got to, it has to come from a place of strength, you know, like.
What do you mean?
For me to
strength.
Respect it.
Thank
right.
you, Greg. Thank you. What
for
are you
me to respect
about?
It.
Yeah, what do you mean? What do you mean? Like, explain
no, like,
that.
Do you, when you say that you're aggressive, assertive.
Mm-hmm.
Assertive, aggressive.
That's. Okay.
Hello?
That's,
yes,
that's very strong.
I'm still
strong.
Looking for the strength.
Like, it's just very, it's very strong.
Yeah.
For the female, I'd say for a female to receive that, like, it's just, you can't just talk it. You have to be it.
Oh, you,
you
mean,
right.
Now? Walk the walk.
You know, you have to, you can, right. You can't just talk it. Oh, I'm just loud and aggressive and I'm just telling you because I know. But you just
what
have
are some
to
examples of how people, what are some examples of how men have let women down from the, I guess, Odetta, this question to you. In terms of communicating, mm-hmm. how are some of the ways that men in the past have let you down?
Not understanding that women are.
You like I did that,
up.
Right? Yo,
yeah,
Odetta, I'm an alpha. You have to understand that I'm an alpha.
Yeah, I know.
I take over the whole show. You see how I just took the show from you? You see how I just took
the show
from
you? I get it. Yeah. Yeah, I see it. Thanks. I'll answer.
Don't do that.
Don't do that at all. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, I don't know if I can even talk after that.
Yes,
I'm tired.
Can.
I'm about tired. I know.
Stonewall us, man. She just automatically just shut it down because she don't want to give her example.
No, it's just not understanding, and guys not considering that women are emotional. So sometimes you got to tone that shit down.
Also, why? What Courtney said.
To be
so
heard.
There's some truth.
Like, you
there is some truth.
Reel it in sometimes and tone it
why?
Down.
Why?
Because you do. Oh, yeah. I know, Greg, you don't compromise. I get that.
No. Nobody should compromise.
But it would be nice.
Why should you compromise?
I don't even see that as a big compromise. Just that's just being respectful and courteous to someone's feelings and emotions.
One thing I'm talking,
you know,
if we're talking about you,
mm-hmm.
I get what you're saying. But if I'm expressing myself and who I am,
oh,
why
no,
should
no,
I
no,
curb
no.
That?
Don't.
Okay,
don't.
So that's see, once again,
don't.
There's the confusion
but,
between the sexes right there. Because
right.
I thought you just said curb
don't
everything.
Don't compromise yourself, but.
Yeah, of course not.
Consider it.
Courtney, have you ever been in a situation where you felt like you had to compromise, yourself for a date or somebody you were interested in?
Good question.
I actually did, but that kind of like turned me off because I knew it wasn't going to work out. You know, once you realize that somebody's specific like personality and the way they kind of handle situations that put them in a, you know, in a very emotional state, and they become passive in a way they're trying to explain to you what they feel like, and it's not like to the point, I tend to get like lost in their, you know, what they're, even though I'm listening as closely and intently as possible, I think I tend to start to lose interest because of that. And it's, you know, and respectfully lose interest. Like, I'll move on, but I know that that's just not something that, you know, you can always kind of grow with. You know what I mean?
Amen.
You can speak on it. You can speak on it with them, and, you know, later on, maybe like months or whatever, after you and this other person are no longer speaking on those types of terms or whatever, they'll probably approach you and be like, you know what you were talking about or what you were trying to explain to me kind of has, like, given me more clarity now on how to really just speak on what was bothering me or what was, you know, considered a problem, but now it's
mm-hmm.
not. So, yeah.
But one thing, Courtney, you say you don't like being long-winded, but you sure is long-winded, homie.
I know.
I had to pull it out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right. Nah.
Well,
I tend to be at times.
that's fine. That's a good thing because you have a large following according to Odetta and in the group.
Yo,
okay,
you're
okay,
so
we're
cool, man.
So they'll be happy to hear from you.
They're gonna start a fan club soon. I think you know.
Listen.
I'll be the president. Since you know, I'll be the president of the fan club. Just to coordinate stuff for you, you know.
So listen, I just wanted to remind everybody that we do have a Facebook group. It's under parentheses. I'm sorry. It is quotation mark. Okay, we're listening. And if you want to join, feel free to join. And we've had some participation from some of the males in our group as well. I believe one of Tiffany's friends had chimed in. There are some men that are participating. And so, Odetta, maybe you can, for some of the men that are listening, you can expound on a couple of situations maybe that you've heard of or maybe you've experienced where, you know, maybe there's something that they didn't communicate to you or you communicated to them and they didn't get the hint.
What?
So maybe there is something that you've had in your past that you could help some of the men out that are in the group that are listening to this that you might have had in your past. So you could say, listen, there's some miscommunication here, some things that men didn't communicate to you or something you feel like you didn't communicate to them.
Mm. No, nothing. Because I lean more towards,
you can't give us an example in any of your friends, maybe? So maybe some of your friends' experiences. You know how girls are always talking.
I just said,
girl, let me tell you what happened.
That women are a little more emotional. You got to take a little more time sometimes, a little more patience when you're, you know, communicating with them. So that they can receive it, you know? Keep
patience,
things de-escalated.
Patience,
right,
patience
is everything. Yes.
You think men are more patient than women?
I think so.
Men are more patient than women?
I think they are.
Yeah, you're out of your gourd. You're out of your mind.
I just want to make sure that I heard that right.
Yeah, you heard me?
I do.
Well, men are not more patient. You're out of your mind.
I know about.
I think they are.
I hate waiting.
I have no patience. I have no patience.
None.
I don't either. Okay.
I want to bring something up to you guys because, like I said, this is very near and dear to me because I don't have a great communication with almost anybody. Everybody says I'm impatient and a lot of things happen. So I could be that. What's the term we use, Amadi? Aggressive, assertive?
Assertive, aggressive, sir.
Okay, assertive, aggressive. I could be that way, but you have to be open to actually receive what I'm saying. So there's four things that you could actually have, and I've been to some counseling about this, about communication. And the four things, if these are happening, your communication is not going to happen whatsoever. So you have to be mindful of this as well, too. First thing is criticism. You know, when I speak to you, are you critical of what I'm saying to you? Do you come back with a response like that you're not really opening up to hearing whatever I have to say? If that's happening, then our communication shuts down right there. The next one is content. You're not believing what I'm saying to you, so you're just content with whatever resolution you have within your head, or you start answering the question before I even finish speaking. And that's another issue that we have. One to have is defensiveness. You know, you automatically be defensive. Like, you might be over the situation, but I'm not over it, so I need to address it to you, and you need to be receptive to talk to me about it. But if you get defensive and say, well, you did this, then we're going back and forth, and we never get to that actual point of resolution. And the fourth one is stonewalling. Like, I'm asking you a question, and you just completely bring up something else, or you say you're not talking about it at all, and you just walk away. Now, the other person going to look at that and I'm like, okay, I'm not talking to you either. So if you have those things already inside of your head before you start talking to the person, communication is not going to happen no matter what. So these are the things that you have to work on before you even start to sit down and have a conversation with your mate.
Yeah. I've learned take a second instead of just responding.
At what time is there over-communication? Like, at what time do you, you know, where, you know, how, you know, you're just saying some good points. Because there's a point where I'll shut down and be like, all right, cool, you know.
Because
I really want you to stop talking. It doesn't take very long for me to get there, by the way. But I will yell you to death. And, okay, right. You know, we'll do the best we can. And that's pretty much my answer. And if somebody keeps talking, when is there, like I said, when is there over-communication? Odetta, maybe you can help us.
Odetta?
The thing is, it's hard for me sometimes to respond to your questions about females because I think a lot like a dude at times, or I respond and act in a way that I'm like in agreement with everything that you guys are saying. Personally.
Well, maybe, we need a new co-host. She needs to be
quotes.
More
right,
female.
Right, like,
yeah.
I'm like,
what the heck going on here? What are we doing?
So beep in my head. I can't.
I feel like we have four dudes
I'm
on
good.
The phone right now. like, really, Odetta? You're supposed to be
Let
the
my girlfriend.
You're supposed to be the lady of the show.
She's stolen us, man. She's not in the air.
I am
so...
Yeah, you're supposed to be providing that other side of info.
I know. I'm agreeing with you guys. I'm like, wait.
That's what she do every time she shuts us down. She's like, yeah, you guys are right. Like, come on. We're right.
Again, any females want to come to Odetta's rescue, the number is 714-583-6887. We're throwing out the life preservers. We want to make sure that somebody can come save Odetta. Somebody
not
of a feminine persuasion, 714-583-6887. Any female, please.
Any.
Well, anyway, can we just go to another question?
No.
Right, communication.
No,
why?
We're staying here.
Why?
I feel like you got the Tims out already. Other chicks got Uggs out already, but you got the Tims out. That's how I feel right now. Like, you got a Scully. Like, I guess I feel like you rock.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
She got to fit it on. She got to fit it.
Yeah, I feel like you got to fit it with the brim down low. You know what I'm saying? That's
so
how
what?
I feel right now.
So what?
Yep.
I know somebody that like it. It don't matter.
Walk around asking for a bust down.
Can't stand you.
Oh, no.
It's real talk. Let me ask you guys this. For the fellas, let's go to Courtney. Now, do you have that type of situation, and how do you resolve that type of situation when those four things I brought up, criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and also stonewalling? How do you get around that?
Yo, Greg, I don't know why Courtney's single. He took a chick to a dog show before. Doesn't make any sense.
Man. He got his pink juice on, man. I was like, look at this
son.
Yes.
Yo, if I take
yes.
you to a dog show... You know what time it is.
Automatically, before we get off the exit, it's on.
That's just a part of me paying attention. Yeah, that's all. That's all. That's just a part of me paying
he
attention
knew what
in
she
conversations.
Liked.
Yeah.
Courtney,
yeah.
Respond to what I asked you, Courtney, please.
Well, to me, I'm always replaying a conversation prior to having that straight conversation with, you know, with my female friend, you know, at that time. Like, I replayed in my head a few times so that I can kind of get myself set, I guess you could say, so I don't say certain things that will turn the conversation to another direction where I don't want it to go, so that there's clarity at the end of it all, so I don't have to speak on it anymore, or she doesn't have to speak on it as well. But sometimes some people have that sort of memory, which is like attached to like a ball of yarn where everything seems to be connected, and then they hold on to it and then it blows up at a specific point.
Let's stay there. Cause that's a very interesting topic. You know, you say, and that's a lot of times men, we stop talking cause you holding us to everything that we actually said 4 or 5 months ago. I'm like, no, we're dealing with this right now. Or like, you think that everything we say is just a Swiss Army knife. We got multiple tools in our basket that we say we could use. You saying, well, you gave me that tool 3 months ago, so this tool must still apply. Nah, it's a different situation. It's a different scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And that stops us right there when you do that. Trust me.
Yes.
Am I lying, guys?
No. I've been there and dealt
I've
with it multiple times.
Yeah. Well, Marty? Amadi left us.
No, I'm sorry, I can't relate. I don't think so. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I don't know what you're going through. I don't empathize with you. None of that.
I'm here. I pay the bills.
Yeah, no, literally, like, I've never gone through any of this. Like,
really?
My communication is straightforward. You know,
wow.
And the older I get, the more straightforward it is.
No, right, I get that, but you talk a lot, Amadi, and you're very straightforward.
Yeah.
Like you said, and you have no filter. So you say nothing that you say comes back to bite you 4 or 5 months down the line?
I'm sure it does. I just don't care. I mean, it happens probably, and then I'd be like, okay, well, don't do that again. And I mean, it's just stuff like that, you know.
Again. That's the answer. That's how we respond. We won't.
Still cruising
go
through
back
life in the front seat of the dump truck with no brakes.
You said you won't go back to it.
No, we won't go back to that situation. Like Amadi said. He's not going to revisit it. He's like, okay, whatever.
Oh,
this is what I'm
God.
Saying now, and this is where we move forward. That's how we think.
Yeah.
No,
and if
it
happens,
But I always get beat in my head about every single thing. Everything happened 3 years ago. They're just.
Once again, Odetta, you say you're a man, so we don't really care what you're saying.
Hold on. Greg, that was a lot. Greg, that was a lot.
Sorry, I had a flashback.
I know she's about to get the hot knife off the stove. I got all that. But she says she thinks like a man, so that's you're basically saying the same thing we're saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying amen, brother.
And like Courtney said, new guys are very emotional today, so you must be dating some really emotional dudes.
So you guys probably later and cry together.
We better not. You better cry on your own, Jack.
You guys get cheesecake like the Golden Girls.
I don't want none of that.
Oh, no, she got a round table, doesn't she? She got a round table, so they all sit down and just talk. Hey, baby.
Is it round or square? I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Who cares?
Keep that same energy. When you coming here? When you gonna be here?
Next
year,
I'm coming Wednesday.
Greg, I'm gonna come through a fool to bust it open. Watch, she'll be sitting in a tube top and some yoga pants.
Bring the food. I'm good on that.
Yeah, I know. I know. Keep that same energy.
Turn off a ringer and everything. Like, I'm eating right now. Leave me alone.
Sorry, Bobby.
Sorry, Odetta. Go ahead with your questions, Odetta. I'm sorry.
Oh, can I?
Yes, please. I'm sorry.
Now, let me ask you guys. Do you feel that you're a good listener? And before you answer that, would your wife agree, Amadi? Would you agree? And Courtney, would your last, your ex agree? If you're saying you are a good listener,
I can make a face like I'm listening, like you wouldn't believe. Does that answer your question?
Like you're really into it, like yeah.
I can look you dead in the face and not hear a thing you said. Like you wouldn't believe. It's so convincing, and you know what?
Gosh.
That's what you need sometimes. Just don't ask me the same question, or don't ask me to repeat what you said, because I'm listening I'm concentrating so intensely on not listening to you, that it's amazing. But at the end of the day, my girl wants somebody to listen, so I listen.
Right. I was watching Divorce Court the other day. Right. Mm-hmm. I love Divorce Court. I love her, Georgia Lynn Toler. But anyway, she said, her husband, whatever, she talks and she comes home from work and she knows that he's not really listening. But when she needs to make a point or, like, say she needs for him to remember something, like maybe she's taking a flight out on Wednesday, she'll go in, touch him on his knee, make eye contact and say, like, honey, I'm flying out Wednesday at 9. And he'll repeat it and then she can go back blobbing. She's not really paying attention, but that's how she gets around, their communication. You think something like that would work for you?
Greg, you should have seen my face.
Right?
Greg.
I was like, all the highlights.
You should have seen my face. Totally tuned her out. Totally tuned her out. Didn't hear one thing she just said.
Why am I here?
I was trying to get the football scores in first, and then I was listening to what she was saying at the same time. Nah, but Odetta, I get you on that. Like Tiffany will tell me all the time, are you paying attention? Like, I might not be looking at you, but I can pay attention to multiple things at once. I don't know how.
That's because you're disabled, dog.
No,
you got to make sure you're still with us.
Before that, this is after I've been disabled. I don't listen to anything.
Pay attention, Greg.
Me? I don't do anything right now, Marty. Seriously. Before I did. Now I don't care. I'm more like you. I don't understand why, but it's like I revert back to where I was before. But now. I mean, before this, I could pay attention to you. I could repeat everything you actually said to me because I do pay attention because I know it's important to you. The problem that I have with all that is I start trying to find a solution. And once I start trying to find a solution and you're not looking for a solution, then, like I said, that's an issue. That's an issue for me. And then that becomes an argument because you want to vent. I don't want you to vent. I don't care about venting to me. Vent to your girlfriends. Find somebody else to vent to.
Well, no, Greg, you got it wrong. See, you got it wrong, bro.
Yeah.
That's where you messed up.
Nah, man.
You got to treat this like you can't find a solution. You got to just sit there and shut up and nod your head and smile and look very intense. Like,
I can't do that. I can't.
Nah,
you
gotta.
It's a part of the process.
It's not one of those things.
I can't. I don't care what y'all tell me right now. I can't. I can't do it. It's like... What's the point of talking to me? And then women will say, well, I'll find somebody else to talk to. Yeah, a guy will listen to you initially because he wants to get something from you. But after that, he don't care. Men don't care. I don't want to waste my time. I don't got time to waste all that. Real talk, bro.
But, you know, sometimes you're not wasting time when you get to know somebody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's different. I'm talking about you,
right.
Like Odetto saying, the judge says she comes home from work, she talks, she know her husband's not paying attention, then she touch him on the knee and be like, oh, this is what I'm going to do, and she wants him to repeat it. Then, you know, after that, he fades away. So that's
the
same thing
I
fade away.
She probably also reminds him before she leaves, though.
Most likely.
You know,
if she was married to you, she probably would have to. Cause you say
she'd
you
have to.
Care
you kidding me?
Minute.
Absolutely. Yeah, she'd be gone. I'd be like, where the hell you been? Calling me. I just landed safely. Landed where? What are you talking about?
I was waiting for dinner.
What are you doing? No dinner?
I'm sorry, Odetta. I don't know if this is destroying your thought of what a man is, but you probably already know because you like a man, right?
Odetta?
I think we lost Odetta.
No, say it ain't so.
So it's only three guys now, not four.
Where?
If Odetta left, son, I'm gonna. If Odetta left, I'm gonna take over.
Take over, Hamadi.
No, Odetta. You're back, Odetta.
She's back.
She's back with extra salt.
She's back.
She put the Vaseline on her face. I'm sorry. Please go back.
I'll see you next week anyway.
I need to feel love.
You got love from us, but we're giving you all the love we could possibly give you right now.
Absolutely.
We're trying to be
more.
Open with you. We're giving you open stuff.
Mm.
We can lie.
Yeah,
We could be like Courtney and say we're going to take you to the dog show.
Chill.
I take you to a dog fight.
Why are you taking me nowhere to the damn kitchen? I'm sure you would.
Oh, I definitely would say that. I'll definitely say that.
I don't know why I'm posting that, man.
That's all I expect.
No, when I read that, though, that was classic. When you threw that in there, I knew you got mad likes on that.
That's
comment.
That's my inbox.
Oh.
Lit up.
I'm looking at it, I'm like, wow.
Can we talk about
that's
that?
That's pretty amazing.
Like,
we talked about that too, didn't we? Maybe
she was, well, she was bad, wasn't she? She was dope. She had to be
she
crazy
was.
Lit.
She was.
She had to
she was.
But she lost interest
nah.
in the dog show?
Nah. It was after that. It was after that.
I was going to say, how'd y'all get out there? You took the train?
Nah, I met her over there. It was our first date. It was actually she met me over there. I already had the.
That's why it was a first date. That's a good one coming out the bar. All right.
Well, see here, how I kind of lined it up was, you know, it was her birthday like 2 weeks prior to that, or a week prior to that. So the tickets for the show was happening like right around that time. So I was like, nah, shoot, that's a good idea, and I went with it. That was it.
So I'm sorry, I'm a little bit off topic a little bit, but I have to ask you a question, Courtney, because some people from our group is asking this question. What color are your eyes, Courtney?
Brown or light brown, but they kind of change color, I guess you could say, in the light. You know, I don't know, something like that.
Are they green? Sometimes?
Nah. It just kind of the way sometimes the, you know.
Yo, Greg, you should probably leave those questions. You should probably leave those questions to Odetta, bro, or at least Paul is asking. You're bugging. You sound crazy. When you go back and listen to this,
I'm just clowning. I don't care. Once again, I don't care. I'm clowning. I just don't care. I really don't care. If anybody comes up to me and say, "Yo, gee, you're kind of suspect," you know what they're gonna get in that grill. So,
I noticed that when I was sitting in your garage playing dominoes with you, yeah. Raj, and Bless. That's when I noticed that you really didn't care anymore.
No,
because those are your older brothers, and you're the loudest one in the garage.
I don't care.
And your mom came outside, and you were like, "So what?"
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, Odette. We took over. What other questions?
No, keep taking over.
I know you have some very interesting questions because your members that wanted to ask Courtney some questions really want to know what he thinks.
Did we open the phone line again?
We did, but they got scared. I guess that member group that you have is only just inboxing you. So
I know
they might be in your inbox right now. So
they're not around Wi-Fi right now.
Oh, that's what happened. Okay, so I have a question for you guys. All right, a lot of people I know believe in not going to bed angry.
Mm.
Okay, I never really thought about it like that until recently. And do you guys have any stance on that? Like, do you follow that? Do you care? And if you do, like, what do you do to avoid that? Like,
Greg, you heard that?
She said scenario.
She said until recently. You heard that? You caught that, Greg?
Yeah, I did. Let Courtney answer that first.
You catch everything, don't you?
Yeah, he does. He does. Courtney, answer that, please, if you can.
I try not to, but, you know, it really just kind of depends. You know, sometimes you can't really, you know, put things away that easy. You know, wake up in the morning a little bit more refreshed, you know, meditate, pray, and move on, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes, you know, at the end of the day, if you had a tough day, you want to vent to your significant other when you get home, just like you would want them to kind of tell you about their day and what happened and all that kind of stuff. Sometimes you want to get it out, or they already sleep when you get home, and you got to hold that in and then wait till the next day. Then you can speak on it a little bit more refreshed, a little bit more clarity. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Me personally,
go ahead.
It's your show. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was listening to Courtney's answer. What was the question again?
Gosh.
Okay. Going to bed angry. Do you believe in going to bed angry? Do you care? Is it something that you definitely try to avoid?
I don't go to bed angry because I don't go to bed angry at all. I go to bed smiling and happy, honestly. Just state of mind.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's always a good night. Like, I'm going to bed smiling. I'm going to eat a good meal. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to lay down with my kids, you know, kiss my kids goodnight, and I'm going to go to bed regardless. Like, there could be so much going on, but I've just learned through life, you know, life could always be worse, you know, so it's like, so I'm just blessed.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get angry about the, honestly, like, people come at me all day long, crazy, you know, complaints and, you know, their burdens, and I'm just like, all right, cool, and I listen to a lot of it, but at the end of the day, come home, my kids, kiss them goodnight. And, you know, just surround myself with a lot of love, honestly. So I really, like, you somebody really has to surround themselves with love. That's honestly the solution to everything. If people are giving you negative energy, get away from them. That's my best advice. If they're coming around you with energy, like, immediately, just the other way, go away. You got to make them go away.
Yeah, I'm with that.
I'm with that.
Definitely with that, because I going to bed angry?
You got to find an output. You got to find an outlet, I guess you could say. You know what I mean? You know, write, read something, watch something that's funny. Me, that I don't have any kids, you know, it's different, you know, from Hamadi's situation. You know, when I did, you know, have a living girlfriend for 3 years, you know, that was something that I didn't want to do, you know, speak on what was upsetting me during the course of the day or whatever have you, and then move forward. She always had a way of kind of just being able to move on from things. She at one point told me, you know, you deal with it within 24 hours and then just keep going.
Let it go.
Nothing is, you know what I mean? There's nothing too big or whatever that you can't handle. So just keep moving forward.
So what I'm getting from this, Courtney, is that you're the emotional one in the relationship.
Yo, Greg. You couldn't even wait, huh? You couldn't even wait.
That was one woman.
He barely finished the sentence. And I was,
I thought you were thinking what you thinking of it?
I was thinking the same thing, bro. But I was going to let him eat.
I'm not letting nobody eat. Everybody got to be starving.
Expressing and sharing. Nothing wrong.
Oh,
with those
God.
Point and purpose.
Now, I deal with different people every day, man. Data. It's crazy. I deal with different people every day, so sometimes stuff really pisses you off.
Let Courtney speak. Let Courtney, we shut him down like 5 times. Let him speak. I'm sorry, Courtney. Go ahead, sir.
Nah. I mean, it was just in a sense of that I kind of had to adopt her understanding of when she was raised. You know what I mean? To kind of deal with some shit. So I was like, oh, okay, it depends on what you're going to be dealing with within that 24-hour period, but move on. Nothing is too big. Whatever. Just pray on it, meditate, and go. Keep going.
This ain't the one with the dog show, right?
Nah, man.
This one must have been bad then.
Yeah, because I've
gone out with some very beautiful women. I have grown up with some very beautiful women.
Okay, you gotta be fine. That's what Courtney's saying. Gotta be fine. but Adetta, I agree with both of these guys. I don't, you know, I can't. I don't have time for it. Anger, hatred, disagreements. You know, whatever you have within your head, you know, you need to solve it. If you can't solve it, then like Courtney's girlfriend told him. 24 hours, you can't deal with it, move on from it because it's really not important because you're just stressing it too much and you're bringing too much heartache and pressure on
it. It becomes baggage.
Yeah, it becomes
baggage.
Right.
Because you never know, like, the thing that I really want people to understand is that you could be mad at somebody, but you're still in love with that person. And if something happened to that person the next day and you didn't get a chance to apologize to that person or to make it right, you know, how are you going to feel? So what's the point of actually living that particular way? Why are you going to live in anger? Why are you going to live in hatred? And why they said you got negative energy? You got to get rid of those people.
Yes.
I'm with that. I'm definitely with that.
My mommy's always telling my dad same thing. The reason why they always, you know, go to bed, you know, saying they love each other or whenever he leaves the house saying I love you is because they don't know what's going to happen when, you know, when the other one leaves.
Right.
And, you know, like, with 9/11 when my dad was down there. And we didn't know if he
was
down there. So, yeah, he was on the bus, though.
Wow.
So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, you know, like, you always want to make sure you – I mean, he wasn't down there yet. So, you know, thankfully. But stuck down there for a while. But, you know, you always want to take the opportunity to tell those that you love them, you know what I'm saying? So we've been blessed, and Greg, we've had a lot of our friends that aren't here, so you never know when, you know, when it's that
never
time
know.
To go.
You never know when's the last
even
time.
Even your situation, like,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I just got off the phone with you, so I didn't know what to expect, you know?
Yeah, that's right. I was like, yo, I'll start the phone, and you was like, yo, you give me all this lip, and I'm like, oh, dude, just start it. I'll be there in a minute, and then I never got there.
It's really I got to remind you guys, really good thing that Greg didn't call me, because if Greg would have called me, he wouldn't be here on the show. Because I would have been like, you got to keep driving, bro.
I know. If that happened when I was talking to you, you're like, yo, gee, man, just suck it up. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
All right, you're right.
Sound like a little bitch. Keep driving.
Drive. Don't call the doctor. Don't call 911. Just drive.
I'm glad he called his mom, because, God, she definitely gave him the right advice.
For real. It's real talk. I think I was talking to you like 5 minutes earlier.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't tell me you had a headache. That's how real it was, man.
Great.
Yeah,
it's great.
He'd be doing my eulogy. He'd be like, yo, I told him to keep going.
Yo!
My fault.
I would have taken that
really?
To the grave,
really?
Bro.
Are we really doing this right now?
Yes, we are. We are, Odetta. Give us a moment. Give us a. See? That's why you like a dude. That's why you like a dude. We need your mic.
You don't know how to communicate,
Odetta. We need a new girl on the show, man, because she's like a dude. We got 4 dudes on the show right now, man. It's crazy.
Whatever. Let me adjust my balls.
Oh, God. Hey, guys. We got 5 minutes left, about 5 or 4 minutes left. Let's give some closing thoughts, unless Odetta has some more questions she want to ask before we do that. Oh, Daddy, you have any more questions?
Oh, also, I wanted to touch on quickly, like, meaningless arguments.
Mm.
I personally always feel like they stem from, like, other things. Like, I'm really not so angry that you didn't take the garbage out today. You know, it's something bigger, something festering and something underlying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you guys kind of in agreement pretty much with that?
100%.
Yeah.
Sounds
good.
That's what I was talking
about.
That was
me mentioning the whole ball of yarn
thing.
You know what I mean? Like, just really everything connected. You know, just nip
it
in the bud. That's it.
That's it.
Or take them to the dog show and then we move on.
Yeah. Somebody, you didn't even do your shtick.
No, I was dropping jewels the whole show.
Yeah,
Ivan took over the show.
At 2 minutes, he started.
Yeah, Ivan took over the show for most of the show. I let you rock for a little bit. You know, get your little shine on.
It's only for 2 minutes. You let her rock.
We can
rock.
Check on that.
Yeah,
okay.
you can always rewind the show and listen to it anytime you want.
All right, Courtney. Thank you for coming on to the show with us today. Do you have any final remarks that you want to leave for our audience?
Yeah. Be honest, be straightforward with how you feel about somebody. Look them in their eye if they're in front of you. If you're on the phone communicating or texting with this person, be short and be concise. Don't be basic. Like, and especially when you're listening to them, you know what I'm saying? Think about where they're coming from. Understand where they're coming from so that you can kind of actually have a little bit more compassion and empathy for their feelings, and y'all can make things work from there.
All right, we got about 3 minutes left. Who wants to go next? Nobody ever does. I'll go. To me, I'm with you, Courtney. I'm on the same type of wavelength. No, if you're talking with somebody, don't be watching TV or be on your cell phone talking to them at the same time. I think Odetta, you put a post about that. That's the number one killer of relationships is texting or being on Facebook. Yeah, just you're not giving your whole entire body to that person, your mind and spirit, everything to that person. If you're not doing that, the other person will be able to tell, and they're not going to listen to what you're actually saying to them, even though you might be very sincere with what you're saying. So just be mindful of that. Just give yourself and that person quality time. We got 2 minutes left. Odetta, go ahead. Marty always wants to go
first. All right. Yep. Yay. So what I've taken away from today's conversation is just to be clear and concise with what you want, and sometimes try to remove a little emotion out of it just so the person doesn't, you know, get distracted with the emotion versus what you're saying to them. And to always consider the other person's feelings and where they're coming from, and don't be selfish.
Okay.
That's it. And just talk.
Mike, you got about 20 seconds.
I think in closing that you don't always need to consider everybody's feelings. I think you need to consider the fact that what you're saying is truthful and straightforward. It's more important that you get to the goal that you're trying to achieve. With that being said, thank you for listening. Okay, we're listening. We'll be back
next
week with another episode.
Thanks, Courtney. Thanks, everybody, for coming in.
Appreciate you guys.
And
thanks.
I really appreciate it. And anytime you want to come back, Courtney, all right?
No doubt.
It's Hi, Greg asked him for a second date.
Bye, y'all.